One More Turn. Episode 1012, Intersection.
I told you we're not fit enough to try that. Safely.
It's only a sprain.
We really shouldn't have been trying to do that at the office. Reese could have found us.
All the doors were locked, and we would have heard any of them being unlocked.
Not with as much noise as you make.
What's Nora doing here?
It's a free hospital.
Except for the taxpayer.
Lord, give me strength. Taxpayers benefit from this place too, you know.
I know the plan was for Reese and I to host the podcast, and you produced it. But what if you and I hosted and she produced it?
I'm the one with the schooling and experience in radio production.
She was a reporter. She knows what goes on behind the scenes in production.
She was a reporter in written media at Garrison. At best, she had an idea of the production behind it, not knowing it.
Well, I know what goes on behind the scenes in written productions.
Being the editor of your high school newspaper some decades ago is far too removed for you to even say that now. This is podcasting.
Pedro has podcasting experience, though that was a host.
Riley has podcasting experience, doesn't she?
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response.
If the podcast were about politics, we could call it Politicast.
Hard pass. Just like the doctor ordered.
Says the man who, until recently, made a living for decades in politics.
Exactly. Why would I want anything to do with it anymore?
I figure you'd object to the name not being original.
Is there anything original anymore?
True, with all the reboots and remakes.
Continuations.
Ugh, those. And making out like they're better than either of the other two as well. Oi!
Have either of you seen Max?
Are you presuming one? Perhaps both of us know who you are talking about without ever even mentioning their last name? Also, hello.
Hello. Well, we'll take that as a no from you then.
We know who you're talking about. There's only one Max who lives here, after all.
Of course you do. One person per name here, naturally.
When's the last time you saw Max?
What's it to you? Either of you.
We're his brothers. I'm Kingston, and this is Barry.
That's B-A-R-R-I-E. No Y.
Neither one of them asked. Or cares.
That's interesting. You're both named after cities in this province, but not Max.
He is. I understand why you don't think so. He's gotten clever about that.
It's about all he's managed to ever be clever about.
Let's get on with this, Kingston. Max is probably in one of the other waiting rooms.
We're in town, remember? This is the only waiting room this hospital has got.
At least he and Nora picked a place that has its own hospital. More than we can save for.
These people don't need to know about such business.
Thank you for your time,
We didn't ask for your names, and you don't need to know ours.
Why did you come to the hospital to look for Max anyway?
This is where he'd said he would be. To meet Nora.
Oh yes, she came walking by here just a few minutes ago. She went that way.
What was that about knowing people by their first name only?
Was there something else?
You, didn't actually point anywhere.
Oh, pardon. That-a-way.
Seriously? We've already lapped these halls twice.
Then third time's the charm. Bye to both of you.
Have either of you seen Max?
Recently?
No. Previously.
What my brother means is, yes, recently.
I meant what I said.
I have not seen Max recently. Bella?
Last season, Hudson. Make that last month.
He's got you measuring the passage of time like that as well? I thought that was unique.
He's unique, that's for sure. I...
Kingston, she's Bella. Bella. Why are you staring at me like that? You should know that name from talking to Max.
Why wouldn't anyone know anything from talking to Max?
She's Carson's wife.
Ah, Carson. Oh, that Carson.
Did he say your name was Kingston?
Yes, and this is Barry, with an IE, not a Y.
Max is your brother as well? Thank you both for nodding.
So, you two are named after cities in this province, but he is not?
Oh, he is. Max is short for Maxville.
We're here because Hudson's ex-girlfriend is about to give birth to his dead brother's kid.
Neither one of them asked, or cares. Bella, where's Carson?
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Evelyn voiced by Hannah Codex. Garrison voiced by Steve Warning You Too Warner. Kingston voiced by Jason New Earth Relic. Barry voiced by Tim Timothy 001 Rules. Hudson, voiced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Bella, voiced by Annalie Cartamandua Barney. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin McLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. On the next episode of One More Turn.
Your brothers are in the waiting room, or at least were, not too long ago. Are they as crazy as you?
Calling someone crazy is not an acceptable label anymore, Hudson.
Fortunately, calling you laser nitwit as a label was never unacceptable.